Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown down in LA. And I'm actually in our new office, or our new location, because we have two offices now, down in Auburn. So yeah, woo, expanding, crazy stuff. We had our manager's meeting in Auburn this morning. So yeah.
Good to get up early and drive.
Yeah, that's as I yawned just before we got on there.
You did.
It's not that great. And then yeah, having to get up half an hour earlier to make it down here on time. So yeah, it's a little bit of a commute, but not terrible. About 30 minutes. So yeah. It's a lovely drive. I was listening to a fun book on economics this morning. Woo!
Yeah, don't listen to the one I recommended for you. It's not a cheerful listen. Don't listen to it in the morning.
No, I was like, do I listen? I have a couple novels on there that I was going to listen to. I'm like, yeah, let's listen to something a little dry. I've been diving down the rabbit hole of economics lately with things that are going on in China and all this stuff. It's kind of fascinating to me. So yeah, things that are going on in the United States. Yeah. See what's going to happen. It looks good though. All the indicators look good. So yeah, for us at least, not for China, but yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's my morning. So yeah, so we're here in Auburn and we had to fix the alarm system because I had this great idea of, we moved into an existing shop. So we bought Jeffco out and Jeff retired finally after 30 years. I say finally, cause he's been trying to retire for a while. We've been talking for a while and he finally decided, yeah, I'm done. And he had a cabinet inside the main his office that had all this video stuff. And I'm like, I want to move that cabinet out. I want to make this a conference room. And so I had one of our apprentices just disconnect everything. Well, lo and behold, the security system was hooked up somehow into there. So, we lost a security system for a week, but, I had one of our guys used to work for Bob over at Beam years ago, and he was able to come in and fix our security system this morning. So that was good.
So, you've had a busy,
interesting morning.
Busy day. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Once again, the boss is making terrible decisions and messing things up and having to spend more money to fix stuff that he's messed up. But oh well. C'est la vie. Yeah.
That's a common theme, isn't it?
The
boss always thinks they know is best, right? Yeah. I know.
Right. Yeah, that was actually part of our meeting today. It's like, yeah, Andrew, you got to stop talking to the employees because you're not communicating with what's going on with the managers. Okay. All right. I take myself out of that role. It's been hard.
Interesting
road. Interesting ride. Yeah.
Well, you learn from your
mistakes. But it's great. I've got people that are like, yeah, leave it to me. I'll take care of it. All right. Why don't argue with that. I don't need to deal with it. So, yeah. So anyway, so we got a show about, what's our show about? You actually got all this together for us. And then I kind of skimmed over it.
Your usual perusal. And I look at you when we go on air, like, are you kidding me? That's it? Yeah.
Like 5 minutes before the show.
So in typical fashion, like my internet's great and then we're going to record today and now my internet's like, oh, hey. So hopefully we'll make it through this recording. I don't need internet really, except for the days we do this. And so it's like, okay, perfect. So if you can hear
except me. For to make a living, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Like, yeah, some of us just have good luck. So if you can hear me out there. So the concept of the show that I wanted to put together was it's got a really long title because I feel like with your history in the trades and being a plumber and having grown up in a, you know, kind of background that you did, like stuff you've seen in the trenches, right? But then it also kind of moves into shortcuts or hacks for DIY stuff, because really, you know, all those things that went wrong, you learn from them, right? Or someone else learned from them and wrote it down. So I'm not above using someone else's experience when we're on the radio to talk about how to fix things, right? there's a lot of things out there that go wrong. Like, how many times have you been putting some, like, a, like, this is my favorite.
Like you taking apart of a security system that you didn't realize that
was exactly like
everything.
Right. Well, that kind of, that was, yeah, that was a little foolhardy, right? Foolhardy. But like, let's say that you're like me and you had to order, you know, furniture off the internet and then the furniture came. Do you remember my couch situation where it was me and my daughter, yeah, like throwing our body weight on it to get things to fall into place? I mean, like, yeah, what do you do? You know, there's certain things that you have to find a fix around, because I wasn't going to put a couch back in two big boxes and try to ship them back. Like, come on. Right. So, or when you're right in the middle of a project and you're trying to get that screw in and it just keeps falling, you know, there's all these things, like, what can I do? I can't, you know, fix my cabinet door because I can't find the right screw, or there's a million things that go wrong every day. And
That leads into I'm just going to say a little story, because, you know, I've talked about this before. We recently remodeled our bathrooms, saying we, because I didn't really do much. I had the majority of it done by people that work for me and some other people that I hired. But I decided to do most of the trim, putting in the toilets and putting in the sinks and the tub and stuff like that. And I had one of my helpers help me. But similar to what you were doing with your couch and stuff, I had a similar situation with the vanity we bought online. It's beautiful pictures online, you know, price point was perfect. And it was just a little bitty 24-inch vanity for our guest bath. Get it in. I'm setting it up. I had to do some major modifications for the drain and a couple other things, but not ironically, because that's be the wrong use of the word, but it had a bow in the back. So like the middle of it was sticking up further than the top and the bottom. So when you pushed it up against the wall, the sink was about a quarter inch off the wall and there was no backsplash. So trying to figure out how to deal with that was, you know, spinning around, and I had to come up with some creative ideas. And literally I cut about an eighth of an inch off the back leg, so it would lean back just slightly, not enough that you can notice it with your naked eye, but enough you can notice it with a bubble level, but managed to fix it that way. So that was a total hack just to get it to work. And it's going to bother me for the rest of the time that we live in this home, but the vanity's in, right? So I got it done, and no one else is going to notice it except me. But yeah,
and it is the guest.
You get stuff done, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's
the guest bath.
And you know,
sometimes you have to do a hack just to get stuff taken care of, to get it
done.
That's it.
Right? I mean, that's it. Like, what was I going to do? You know, the thing I ordered online is already like here. It's out of the box. It's like,
you send it back.
It's a 300-pound item, and it's not lining up the way it's supposed to. And it's like, you know, when I talk to my friends, I love their approaches. I was like, send it back. Like, are you kidding me right now? The amount of effort it will take. And then plus, like, hi, I bought a couch because I needed a couch. So like, do I just sit on the floor while I curse this retailer? Or do
have
I make
ordered anything recently?
Right. It's going to take another 6
showing up constantly now.
Right. My couch is going to be in a box, like floating out in the harbor, because like they can't come into port. So like, no, thank you. So, you know, you got to be able to think on your feet. And, you know, it does prove, you know, one thing, that if you can get it in person, of course, like that is a little bit more ideal, you probably are not going to have the same quality issue, but at the same time, like, look, stuff happens. And so,
we also live in an area, like we live in an area in Grass Valley that is difficult to get stuff sometimes, and trying to find things locally can be, you know, difficult, if not sometimes impossible. So yeah, sometimes you got to go to the internet and say, let me, anyway, we should talk about hacks and stuff besides stuff that we've already done. So you want to start us off with a Q&A?
I'm going to do my best.
Or should I just answer these questions?
I'm going to do my best on the quick lowdown you gave me as the internet was in and out. Let me see if I got these right. So, I mean, today, so this show today is almost like a hack, right? Like if they're able
to put it together.
I am so improv. I'm just going to say, like, send like Dave at the radio station, like a bouquet of cookies or something. Cause like, this is really, we're working with really
sound good.
Shoddy materials today. But if I got it right, I heard a story. Let me know if it's true. how you can use a pipe wrench as a handle, Andrew. Like, what am I talking about? Did that sound natural? Because I don't really know what I'm talking about.
I love that subject. That sounded
pretty good. Torque, right? Torque? Like, or is this? Okay.
So what you can do is, so pipe wrenches are a great thing to have around. And I have, I don't know how many pipe wrenches. I actually just gave away a bunch of tools this week to my guys because I haven't been using them as much as I used to. But if you've got a couple small tools, small pipe wrenches, you can actually use them as handles. So like moving a piece of plywood is a really difficult thing to do by yourself. There are certain ways that we can, you know, you can get underneath and get on your shoulder and hold it up over your head a little bit. That's normally how we carry it. But you can actually use a pipe wrench. You adjust the pipe wrench down to about the same thickness of the plywood, put it over it, and it will bind onto the plywood. You can actually lift the piece of plywood and move it around. It's going to leave a little bit of a mark, but you can use a pipe wrench as a handle. I wouldn't do it with drywall, but plywood, you're good. So yeah.
Drywall could be, yeah, a little bit of a problem, right?
You would crack the drywall. They actually make tools for that, but yeah. But a pipe wrench will work in a pinch if you're moving some plywood.
Right.
In a pinch.
So since we're talking about like, you know, hacks and stuff, so talk to me a little bit about these cheater bars, because like when you say it to me, what I hear, and maybe it's because I worked at a zoo, but I hear cheetah bars. And so I get all excited. This is going to be some really cool story. Now it could still be a cool story, but explain to me why you love cheetah bars. And you have brought these up to me before. So let's hear it.
Yeah. So cheetah bars, you're extending the handle on your tool. So like we use them a lot for pipe wrenches. The manufacturer says, don't use this. So again, this is for entertainment value. Don't do as I say, or don't do as I do as I say. So don't necessarily do this, but it's if you've got some quality pipe wrenches, like a good rigid pipe wrenches, like I've had that have been around for, I don't know, my father gave me his used ones. I don't know how old these things are. They must be 50 years old now. But in any event, they're kind of bulletproof. So a lot of times you'll be in a situation where you need a little bit more leverage. So the pipe wrench you have is maybe a 14 or 18 inch pipe wrench, and you're trying to break apart a 1 inch piece of galvanized pipe that's been in there forever. And you just can't break it free. And as I get older, I'm not anywhere near as strong as I was when I was in my 20s. My upper body's, you know, I'm not working out or doing like what things I should be doing. So what you can do is you can literally just take a piece of plastic ABS pipe or a PVC pipe, about 2 feet, 2 inch, slides right over the pipe wrench. And now all of a sudden you've extended your pipe wrench out to a good extra 12 to 18 inches. You know, it's that old saying, you know, give me a long enough pole and a fulcrum, I can move the world, right? It's all a matter of leverage. So the longer the pipe wrench, the more torque you can put on it, the more leverage you've got. So you can break those fittings apart and not have to go out and buy that $300, or actually they're probably closer to $600 now, 36 inch aluminum pipe wrench. They might even be $800. I can't remember. I haven't looked at one of those in a long time.
That's a lot.
I do remember the last one I bought was about $300, and that was about 25 years ago. So yeah,
you can
last. I mean, these pipe wrenches last a lifetime. You lose them more often than you break them. So.
Wow. Okay. All right. So can we talk about, cause I actually have a visualization of this. Can we talk about shark bites and one of the downsides of using shark bites with pecs is that trying to kind of get those suckers like to, I mean, I like a real shark, like getting it to like open its grip. Right.
Yeah.
So like, and I, you know, you've seen this, you've seen the image I sent it to you and I think I posted it on the internet, like the bathroom I had in Michigan and, how there was just PEX pipes everywhere and like shark bites and like these
put
random
together with shark bites. So whatever. So just to let you guys know, shark bites are a push on fitting. They use an O-ring and they use, some metal, it almost looks like a comb inside of it that literally, as you push it in, it's like those Chinese, finger, what would you call them?
They're like finger puzzles.
I can't get out of them.
I think they're called finger puzzles.
Finger puzzles where you put your fingers in, you try pulling them out and it tightens. The same sort of concept happens there. You push the pipe in and these little teeth are in one direction. So they hold them. And it's similar to like a shark's tooth where you have, you know, like a great white shark has serrated edges. So as it pulls out, it's cutting more. So same sort of concept. That's why they're called shark bites. Well, it's kind of like Band-Aid. It's a
fraction. Right. It's a name. It's an idea. It's a name, right? So when those things are,
but they are manufacturing these similar products, right? Right. If you do it correctly and
go ahead.
If you do it correctly, and I want to start with doing it correctly, because you want to make sure that pipe is cut squarely and you got to make sure that fitting goes all the way in, or that pipe goes all the way into the fitting. Cause I've seen these guys leak a lot. Cause they are a little too easy to install. But anyway, to get them apart can be really difficult because as teeth are holding on, you cannot pull the suckers apart. So they do make a tool, but there are times when you just don't have the tool or the tool's down in your truck and I got a tool bag with me. So you can use other tools to get that shark bite fitting off. So one of the things that I learned to use is just a crescent wrench. All you're doing, there's a little plastic ring or plastic sleeve that comes out of the fitting. And if you depress and push on it, it pushes those teeth in and releases the bite on the fitting. And so you can pull it off. So by simply, you know, you put a little torque on it, you're holding on the pipe and you're putting this crescent wrench and sliding it onto that plastic ring that's right up against the pipe. It literally pushes the teeth in and you can pull it apart. Or you can also use a plastic pipe clamp, one that you use for a strap. They work as well. Or you can buy the tool, and the tools are, you know, not expensive. So buy the tool if you got it. But if you're in a situation where it's hard to get to, you can hack it with your crescent wrench, or I've even used channel locks in a pinch, or a strap. So they're not as hard. It's not, once you know how they actually work, they're not that hard to pull apart. One thing I will say about shark bite fittings, though, is if you can avoid putting them behind the wall, I would avoid. They're rated that you can put them behind the wall, but we've seen some failures on them. So I recommend that you leave them in places where if they do leak, they're not going to do a bunch of damage. That's all I'm going to say on those fittings. We don't install them.
That note, I mean, I can say from the bathroom I was dealing with, they were all on the outside of the wall, all right there in all their glory. So there's that. Yeah, I can say that the shark bites and the pecs were all
re-pipe,
in front of the wall for
that
you to
was
see.
Quite the hack.
Talk about a
hack. You had plumbing. You had indoor plumbing.
Yes, that was a true statement there. Okay, so let's say that. Okay, so let me go to this one, and I'm trying to think of how to ask you because we're not. You know, I'm holding on. My internet's holding on by the grace of God. So a Band-Aid, a shark bite, if you will. So hopefully I can get this out. So talk to me about the whole magnetizing your screwdriver. You mentioned that, and I had a story come up for myself. I remembered, but what are you talking about? Like, so when you're in a tight spot and some of us have those cool, not every screwdriver has like the magnetized thing on it, but some do, right?
Yeah, like most of the fittings or most of the bits that we use for our cordless screw guns and stuff like that are magnetized, but most of our screwdrivers are not. So, you got that screw that is high up or up in a cabinet or some area that's really difficult to get to, and you can't get two hands on it to hold the screw onto the screwdriver to set the screw. How do you do that? And there's a couple hacks that we've used. One of them is grab a loose magnet, like a refrigerator magnet. It's got to be a little bit strong. It can't be like one of those flat refrigerator magnets, but just one of those little, dime-sized refrigerator magnets. Literally just put it onto the screwdriver. Now all of a sudden, it'll conduct through the metal and it'll hold the screw on. Smart. As long as it's a metal screw and not a brass screw. If it's a brass screw or another type of screw that is non-metallic, which I've run into, how do you hold that on? And we were talking about that too. You used some tub and tile caulking, right? To hold the screw on. That works. I've used plumber's putty because that's usually in my tool bag. I've also used museum putty, which you can use it for sticking up pictures and stuff. I use that stuff a lot, especially in the RV. It works great. And I've also used modeling clay in a pinch. Any kind of tacky material that's actually going to hold the screw on is going to work. So that time when you've got to put that screw in, it just keeps falling off and you're ready to like throw the thing through the window, just so frustrated because it's such a pain. Know that there are some ways you can use a magnet or use some kind of tacky material like caulking, plumber's putty, modeling clay, something like that. And you can actually, it'll hold on the screw because you just got to hold on to it just enough. The screws are light, so it doesn't take much. So, or you can use, I've also used painter's tape to tape around them, but sometimes
I've done that too. That can be a little bit messy, but I've done that too.
It can be
too.
A little messy. It's a little harder sometimes to get it off because, you know, the one time I did do it, I taped it a little too well and it's like, ah, darn it. And it had other issues, but yeah. So there's ways around it. So there's some hacks to get that screw in a really difficult spot.
Okay. So this came up too, and I don't know, I can't smoothly do this. So I'm going to talk about, I'm just going to put it out there. So let's say that I am working on my faucets. And suddenly the aerator starts spraying water at me. And I have, you know, I have decent sized hands. They're not big man hands, but like, let's say that, you know, my hands are too, my fingers are too big to go up and like get it and adjust it. What are you going to do in that scenario?
Well, sometimes like the aerator, sometimes you get a little spray all over the place because there's debris in it or something got in there when you're working on something, some crud got into the pipes and made its way and got stuck in the aerator. You got to pull the aerator, and sometimes they're pretty tight. So typically they're hand tight, but you know, if you got arthritis or if it's tighter than it should be and you can't pull it off, it's, you know, a finished piece of faucet. So it's the chrome or brass or whatever, or epoxy, or whatever. So you don't want to use a pair of pliers or a pair of channel locks that's got teeth in it that's going to mar that finish. So how can you get it off? One simple way is most adjustable pliers have a rubber coating on them. So you can just use the handle, put the handle around the aerator and squeeze on the handles, and that will take it off. If it's still tight for that, you can also, I've done this in a pinch where I've just taken a rag and used a rag on my channel locks. So the teeth aren't protruding. It's got to be a, you know, not just one layer, but like three or four layers of a rag. And so you can get a little more torque on it and you can squeeze it off that way and it won't leave any marks on the decorative part. So those are a couple ways to get around that. Cause that was the main thing. It's like, how do you take an aerator off without doing any damage? Or actually, you know, how sometimes some handles have the escutcheons that are screwed in. How do you take those off? Again, flip the channel locks around with a rubber side and use that, or a rag or something around your channel locks. They do make a strap wrench that you can use. I've used those. It's a really, it's one of those tools that I carry it around and I maybe used once every 2 to 3 years in my tool bag. So it's not really something I'd have around the house because you don't use them enough. So yeah, rag or flip the pliers around and hold on to it that way. And that's about all we've got time for. We're at 2250. So, and once again, I did not write the number down, but I think I got it.
Okay.
So if you've got any plumbing issues, if you've got any electrical issues, if you've got any, what else did you do? HVAC issues, heating and air.
Wow. I had a little
brain fart.
Lots of issues today.
It's been a crazy day. I also had to reprimand employees. So yeah, it's been a fun day. He just wasn't calling when he should have been calling. So it wasn't a big deal, but yeah. Give us a call at 530-230-9092. Did I get it right?
I think so. So for anyone who couldn't hear that,
230-90-20-90-92.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Got it.
We're going to get fired from this gig.
You can also find us on the web. Go to the web. We're at easyasabt.com. Once again, easyasabt.com. You can find us on Facebook. Please go over there and like our page because we have a lot of fun information there. We'll be sharing some of the videos that we found this information on. And with that,
we did.
See you, catch you next week. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.